This episode of Bear With Us is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but as you grow older, you realize it's full of sugar and junk you really shouldn't eat. Lately, I'm back in the gym, been trying to eat a little cleaner, trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy foods, and realize that's really hard. You basically can't eat anything if you're living by those rules. I've been living on protein shakes and powder for years, but I found a better, delicious way to get my protein before and after my workouts. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast does not have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. Get this, 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories per serving. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And listen to this. Great news, Magic Spoon has released a super delicious new flavor, Birthday Cake. Birthday Cake Magic Spoon will be available in a special 5-pack for a limited time only. Get it while you can. I literally got mine this morning. It is awesome. You don't want to miss out on it. Or you can build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, Magic Spoon ships there now as well. Just go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab the new limited edition birthday cake or a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. But make sure you use our promo code BEARWITHUS at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the United States or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout. And Magic Spoon's so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/bearwithus. Use the code BEARWITHUS, BEARWITHUS, to save $5 off. And thank you one more time to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this show. What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I'm Matt. I'm suffering traumatic brain injury after the assault from the intro. She is Leah. Leah, aside from scrambling my brains, how are you, my dear?
I'm fantastic. Did that really hurt?
No, it didn't.
I was just messing with you.
I was playing it up. I was
doing it for the YouTubers.
Oh, okay.
The YouTube people.
The YouTube people.
Yeah, the YouTubes.
The YouTubes.
The YouTube youth. YouTubers. It's been a minute.
We got a good one for you today, folks.
It's been a minute since we've been here.
I'm not entirely sure I remember how to podcast. It has been a while.
We put one in the can for when the last time we sat here and recorded.
That's podcast speak for recording in advance.
Yes. And then we were off for 2 weeks because we were on vacation with the kids.
Right.
And then last week we had work stuff.
Right.
So we weren't together.
Life just happened last week. We didn't plan on taking last week off. Let's be honest, for the better part of the last month, you and I have been in the same state for approximately, 6 days out of the last month?
Maybe, if that.
We've been
like ships passing in the night. Like last week, for example, you got home, you got into bed about 2 a.m. by the time you got home from the airport.
After I outran a hurricane.
Yes.
Because I was stuck and had to make all manner of travel changes. And when I was supposed to arrive at, I believe 7 p.m. eventually turned to 1 a.m.
Right. But then you got home, you got into bed at about 2 a.m. My alarm was set for 4 a.m. to leave. So we got 2 hours and I was asleep.
And I am such a nice partner that I didn't even bother waking you up.
I know. I
was
really
like a ninja.
That.
I snuck into that room with the quickness.
I really appreciate that. That's love right there. Well, but it's been a crazy few weeks.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah,
you mentioned vacation, which was a blast.
Yes, we went to Orlando with the kids. We had so much fun. Our first family vacation.
We did. It was our first family vacation. And I think based on the vibes that we received from the children throughout the duration and in hindsight, they're still buzzing about it.
Lola texted me today saying she misses Florida.
Yeah, I think it was a huge success. It was fun. What was it like for you being in the role of bonus mom on a family vacation. That's the first time you've ever been like,
totally. Like, well, to me, I just think back to when I was a kid and any vacations I went on, they were few and far between, but we did go. And those memories are still with me to this day. So in the moment of being there with the kids, I'm like, I have to like really make sure this is amazing. This is our first family vacation. I want them to remember it forever. And it was fun. I mean, I felt like I was exhausted. I needed another vacation after the vacation, which is usually the case for like any vacation, I suppose.
Well, as you
the
as
extra with
once
the kids.
Once you are dealing with children,
yeah,
vacation is no longer the same. When you and I went to Jamaica, it was like 6 days of sunshine, booze, relaxation, and dirty things.
Right.
This was lots of sunshine,
yes,
little bit of booze,
yeah,
very little relaxation, almost no dirty things.
Some dirty things,
right,
because we had separate rooms in the hotel, which I will say, if you're going on vacation with their kids and they're old enough to like be on their own to at least sleep, it was perfect because we're a couple doors down. We weren't directly next to them. So we're able to be adults a little bit because, again, that was our only time around each other.
Right.
We had no alone time. We've had our first day alone. Just you and I was this past Sunday evening in the last 3.5, almost 4 weeks. That's pretty crazy.
It's ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that I miss the pandemic times because living through them were miserable.
Yeah.
But that overabundance of free time where you were on no sort of schedule,
yes,
but whenever you felt like waking up and whenever you felt like going to sleep and whatever you had to do in between was totally up to you. Kind of longing for those days already because it has been a freaking sprint day to day.
Well, here's the thing I was saying to you. I was jokingly saying this to you this morning because the last 3.5, 4 weeks, Matt has been so, you know, just, oh, baby, I miss you. I love you. I just want to be with you on the couch. I want to hold your hand. I want to drink coffee with you. I want to lay in bed.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. See, I can sing too. I just hit the 80s power balance.
You have the voice of a silky smooth angel.
Are there other types of angels?
Yes, there's
so many
different.
Are there like rough and stubbly angels?
Yeah, there's like.
Because I would qualify. I feel like I need to get cleaned up.
I mean, you look handsome.
Thanks.
And you're very smooth. Your butt is like perfect and hairless. I love that.
I got a hairless butt. What
I
can
know.
I say?
I love that.
Okay. I don't even need to work on it.
But anywho, you were so like
sweet,
lovey-dovey, affectionate through text message because again, we weren't together. And then Sunday night was our first time we went on a date in like a month and we had a great time. Perfect evening. Lots of dirty things. It was awesome.
So many dirty
things. So many dirty things. And then Monday again, woke up, more dirty things. It was great to be around each other. I felt like loved, appreciated. And then it slowly starts dwindling away. Like come Monday evening, it's like, do you still like me? Like, did you remember when you missed me just yesterday morning? Tuesday comes around. It's a little bit less and less. But now it's like back into like, oh, we're around each other and this is great. But then I leave again tomorrow. So hopefully you'll miss me again.
Well, I'm leaving too. So I don't even know.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does. I will,
right?
I will attest to that.
I think it was nice to miss each other for a little bit.
Yeah. I think it got a little far though.
I mean,
it was a little on the far end.
Carried away.
Yeah.
I think it was really sweet because my parents came into town for the 4th, which was really nice. They haven't been here since Christmas and they've never seen the city in the summertime. They've only seen it in the winter. Other than my mom.
Right, which Pittsburgh in the winter, particularly during a pandemic, it's kind of like what I imagine Chernobyl to be like. There's not a whole lot going on. Looks kind
dark,
of bombed out and depleted.
Yes. You don't know what's around or what the city even has to offer. Because everything was closed anywho. So why don't
you just casually say anywho?
Why? I just said it like 2 seconds ago too. What is up with me saying anywho? What is that? Where is that coming from? Who talks like that?
We visited Dr. Seuss land in Florida.
Anywho.
Perhaps you've maintained.
That's bizarre.
Your Seussisms.
But anywho. Oh my God.
For the love of God.
Wow.
Enough.
That I did not mean that. I swear to God.
Anywho.
Okay. Anyways. So I thought it was really sweet because my parents came into town and when they got here, I was still out of town for work. So Matt was like, just so sweet. Took them out to dinner, entertained them. And, you know, my dad even complimented on it like a few days after he left and still talks about it now. Like, oh my gosh, Matt was so hospitable. He took such great care of us. And I just like that means a lot. Little things like that go a long way. And
contrary to popular belief, I'm a pretty nice guy.
Maybe I think you're nice. Oh. I think you like to play head, but you're not.
Thanks.
That's like a lot. So I read y'all's comments on YouTube. That's like the number one comment across most of the videos. Why does Matt act like he hates Leah? Matt doesn't even like Leah. Why does he act so miserable around her? I swear he's not really like that. He's just kind of like playing it up a little
bit. But also, these are people that are getting a glimpse into 30 minutes of our weekly thing. Well, yes, sure. We are trying to be entertaining. We are trying to put forth some sort of entertainment value in this podcast because right. It was just boring stories.
Us getting and lame along anecdotes. The whole time, yeah.
And wow, this is so great. You're so wonderful. I love you so much, baby. Boring. People just unsubscribed.
It's just funny though to see that's what people get from this. Obviously, he's joking around, you guys. It's not. Why would I be with him if he was like that all the time?
Because I'm handsome.
Well, that and you have a big. But anywho, can this we do a count on how many times I've said
everyone
that?
Everyone,
so
stop the pot, pause the podcast, grab a drink. Yes. By the end of this one, anytime Leah says any,
you know what? Maybe it's because we've been around the kids. So I'm
my
like,
my kids
practicing.
Don't say that.
I know, but I'm saying,
no, normal.
I've barely sworn this episode so far. And all I'm saying is, anywho. And
that's
I'm not saying
thing.
The F word.
Like, that's not even a thing that you say.
I know. Why am I saying that?
It's very weird.
Okay. But
do
I thought
you
that was
toast.
Am I stroking out?
Maybe.
I thought it was very sweet. You took care of my parents.
Thank you.
But something that I wanted to like talk about on the podcast today, because it's been a while. I thought it was funny because when my parents are around, I'm not around them all the time. We FaceTime every weekend. I talk to my mom every single day, but being around them, it just kind of brings out, you know, a certain part of me, how I feel like I am or how I was growing up around them. And to see that not one thing has changed my parents since I was a kid to how they are now, it's still exactly the same. My dad lives his way. It's everything. It has to be a certain way. And he expects everyone to kind of cater to him, take care of him. And my mom does that. My mom allows that for him. And she still does that. Like my dad came here for Christmas last year. He goes, hey Leah, where's your seltzer water? I'm like, seltzer water? He's like, you don't got any seltzer water? I'm like, no, I don't. We don't drink
that
seltzer
accent
water.
Is actually dead accurate. It is not a parody.
It
is the
thick.
Quintessential Boston.
Yes.
Massachusetts mass hole accent.
But so he expects us to have the things that he has in his fridge at home. It's like, yes, Dad, I understand. Like I lived with you up until I was like 20 in my 20s, but I don't live exactly the way that you do. And he just, he's so oblivious to it. And my mom, you know, caters to him and makes sure he has what he needs. If he needs something, it's there. He doesn't even have to ask for it. Emily, where's my this? Where's my that? And she's like, oh, right here, honey. He just has it for him. And that, to me, it's just so sort of like, I guess, archaic. I don't know if that's the right word, but I think that that generation, that's just sort of what they did.
It's just how it was.
Right. And my mom, you know, she worked full time. She still does, but she still caters to my dad. And I think watching that, you know, growing up, that to me kind of instilled in me like, okay, this is what I have to do for my partner. I have to make sure they're taken care of, make sure they have what they need. And I think I do that to a certain extent. I like to make sure
you're
you
pretty
have
great
what
about
you want.
Things. Like when I come home from the road, like the house is clean.
You have clean clothes. You have, you know, anything
you
that you
might laundry
need.
Badass. I will give full credit for that. as proud as I am of being a relatively neat man, and I like to think I'm not too sloppy. I try to keep things in order. I straight up suck at laundry. And you make sure that I am clothed and clean at all times.
So. As well as your children.
That's right.
So I just had to put that in there too.
Make sure.
But it's just so funny. And I'm just kind of glad that that's not the same relationship we have. I guess, do I like to cook for you? Do I like to clean for you? Do I like to make sure if there's something you might have mentioned you want, like I have it here for you. If you're like, just like a little surprise, but I'm just sort of glad that we don't have that your like the expectation that I need to take care of you.
Gender roles. We talked about that a few episodes back. I'm sure you can find it in the archives. In the Bear With Us podcast archives.
But it just kind of like was very apparent to me when I see it right in front of my eyes. Cause I'm not with my parents. I don't live near them. We're not around them all the time. So I was just like, oh my gosh, it just really opens my eyes.
So would you consider what you just gave me a compliment?
Yes, it is a compliment. And I appreciate like how you're saying you're very clean, you're tidy. I do appreciate that because I know that that's not necessarily maybe the standard for men. Guys have been within the past.
Hell not my the dad, dude at the restaurant yesterday. You
know? Oh,
the
yeah.
Stinkiest human being I ever encountered.
Matt was harping on this guy that stunk at the restaurant. He like would not stop talking about it for like 20 minutes.
Let me set the table here. Don't just brush this under the rug. This was a problem. And I feel passionately about it because here we are 24 hours later and I'm still pissed off about this guy. The guy went and sat at a table with his friends. So he wasn't solo. It wasn't like this guy had no frame of reference. He had three friends with him. And the fact that we were approaching the restaurant as he sat outside at the table and from, I'm not kidding you, 12 feet away, the wind blew and I got a waft of just inner ass. And it made me want to throw up before I even got my food. And it just was inexcusable to me. And I said, how do you have friends with you that don't let you know, dude, you got to do something about your smelliness. That's a man code, partner code.
Friend code. I agree.
Not good. I'm sorry. That's unrelated to anything. It just got me all
I know, fired up but again. You got so upset about it. I just said, well, maybe some people don't believe in deodorant. I'm not saying that that is okay. Or like, that's not how I do things, but maybe that's how he does things. Maybe he doesn't believe in deodorant. Like
it's his prerogative to reek. A busy that's fine. Day. But it's my prerogative not to want to be in the same establishment.
Right. But also you don't have to harp on it for like 2 hours during dinner.
Didn't take us 2 hours to eat dinner. Let's talk about something else that's been eating at me for the last week. And that is, and I asked you this, I tried to tee you up there. I threw that little lob up to see if you would.
Something that's been bothering you?
Yeah. Well, it was actually when I asked you if what you were saying to me was a compliment.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
What were you going to say?
I was going to apologize for something.
Well, then maybe we should delay my accusatory tone.
Yeah, because I have to apologize to you. And I cannot even believe that I have turned into this girl that I so desperately hate. I've turned into one of these women who does not know how to accept the compliment. And I'm ashamed of myself. I don't like that. I feel like if someone compliments you, say thank you, period. And I do that normally when it's like my friends, my family, my coworker, my boss, whoever it may be is giving me a compliment. Sure. Thank you. I always say thank you and you don't want to combat it. Just accept the compliment. It's from like, I forget what book I read a couple years ago. Accept it. It's okay for someone to compliment you. You don't have to be like, oh my God, no. And like, say that's not how it is. Just say thank you. That's it. Even if you don't agree with it, say thank you. Normally I'm like that in all aspects of my life, except when it comes to you. And I don't know why. I think it's because here's my reasoning. So my love language is, what is
words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Yes. So I'm looking at you guys because now we have YouTube.
And I'm just sitting back and enjoying this apology happening.
I know. So
if you really want to see
where you were going,
I mean, you sort of ran to the finish line as opposed to, you know, waiting for the gun. But hey, it is what it is.
Well, that's how you operate. Do. Yes.
So So I'm just going to sit back on my cozy little couch here, and for those of you enjoying on YouTube, you can see the happiness wash over my face
as you were.
Like I said, I'm not making excuses, but this is my reasoning. Words of affirmation is my love language, but I like to tell you when you're doing something right. I'm constantly on a daily basis, tell you how handsome you are, how happy you make me, how perfect you are. Like, just like always feel like I'm very complimentary to you. And I don't necessarily get that back.
Correct.
Right.
But that is something that I've had to learn and adapt to based on your love language. I didn't know anything about these love languages. I thought they were nonsense. After we explored, which is also in the archives, check it out, cheap plug. Checked out your love language. It was words of affirmation and it made sense to me. Oh, you genuinely sort of need to verbally be told nice things.
Right.
I, to me, am one of these guys like, it's understood. I don't need someone to say, hey, you're doing a good job. It can be said with a look or a nod or right. a, hey, do more of that. Hey, this, I get my validation elsewhere. I don't right. need to be told, hey, Matt, you're awesome. Right. I like it, but it's not as essential as it is to you. So it's something right. I've consciously tried to get better at in the at least in the months since we right. discovered love languages. So that's where I'm at.
Right. But so I think sometimes he's not saying this because he really means it or believes it or feels it or thinks it. He's saying it because he thinks this is what I want to hear. And I realize how ridiculous that feels. And I think as women, I'm sure there's some women out there that can relate to this as they're listening. Like, you know, you like the episode or the movie, The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and what's his name?
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. There's like the part in the kitchen where she's like, why didn't you get me 12 lemon or something about the dishes? That's what it was. She's like, I want you to help me with the dishes. And he's like, why would I want to do the dishes? And she says, I just want to do the dishes for me. And he's like, why would I want to do them? And but he only wants to do it because she wants him to do it. Right. He doesn't want to do it. Right. So that's how I feel about the compliment. Like, you're not really complimenting me because that's how you feel or think. It's just because it's what you think I want to hear.
But no, but see, it's not, it's never changed the actual feeling. The compliments are legitimate. I just never verbalize them.
Right.
I think to myself, man, she looks super hot today. Or, ooh, I really like this thing that she does or this outfit she's wearing. Or I ordinarily would just think it to myself because it's not essential conversation. If it gets there, it gets there, but it's not like, oh, I got to make it a point to say this. I have taught myself. I have trained myself. Maybe you've trained me.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Was that Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I'm still learning. But I've now like taught myself, hey, if you think something nice about Leah, if she smells good, if you appreciate her cooking, whatever it is, that I have felt and appreciated this whole time. Now I remind myself still, say it, verbalize it. And it's awkward to me because I don't like being complimented. I don't want to say I don't know how to take a compliment, but when you go, oh, you're so handsome, I go, oh, shut up, you're crazy. Like,
See, you do it too.
I do, but I don't, not to the level you've done it. In this past week, you have spun no less than three of my completely harmless, innocuous, meant from the bottom of my heart compliments into, well, what did you really mean? You only said that because of this. Did that mean I did this wrong? Wait, whoa. When I say you look nice, baby, that doesn't mean you don't look nice other times. It just means at this moment, the thought crossed my mind that, man, Leah looks beautiful. I'm going to tell her. Instead, I'm interrupting your apology because when I do this stuff, you then counter with, did I not look pretty yesterday? Tell me you love me.
I hate you.
You didn't tell me you liked my makeup yesterday. Did you not like it?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm messing with you most of the time. My favorite thing to do is to rile you up.
Oh, look at me. I'm all riled up now. I'm at 11.
But here's the thing. And to anyone that's listening, let me know. Tweet me and let me know. So when he went on this rant about the guy who did not smell good yesterday at the restaurant, he was talking, he's like, you know, it's fine if, you know, sometimes you just want to go out in sweatpants or if you don't want to brush your hair or if you, you know, like, for example, you, Leah, if you don't want to wear makeup, you equated me not wearing makeup to someone not taking care of themselves.
I was using examples as to what is acceptable to me for public consumption. I was just simply saying it had nothing to do with Leah or Matt. Saying, hey, if someone doesn't want to wear makeup, if they don't want to do their hair, they want to leave the house in socks and slides and sweatpants, I'm not going to freak out. Just don't stink. Be clean when you leave the house. That was my only point. But somehow this turned into you going, well, what, you don't think I'm pretty when I don't wear makeup? That's not at all what I said. It is like navigating a goddamn landmine. Trying like a minefield, trying to compliment you.
I know. I'm mostly f-ing with you. And my favorite thing, like I said, to do is to rile you up. So he'll say something like, oh, babe, you look so hot tonight. And then I'll jokingly say, oh, so what, did I not look hot earlier? Or did I not look hot yesterday? And then he's like, well, what do you mean? Of course you did. And he starts getting all defensive. And to me, and then like he gets all riled up. And I'm like, babe, I'm f-ing with you. It's a joke. But you get very defensive. You're Mr. Defense. That's what I'm going to call you. MD. Matt Polinsky, MD. Mr. Defense, because you're always defensive.
All right. Well, I'm going to defend my way to somewhere where I know we won't get in too much trouble.
No, but wait, can we just finish that? I do want to say I'm sorry. And I told you, I think it was last night we had a conversation and I said, I'm going to work on that because most of the time I am f-ing around. Sometimes I am serious and I'm like getting like maybe insulted by your compliment. Because again, like I'm saying before, I think it's maybe you're just saying it just to say it. But now that you've made a clarification and you're talking like, oh no, these are things I think I just never verbalize. You've never said that part to me. So I'm like, oh, okay. But I really, really am going to make a conscious effort to accept your compliments.
There we have it. Bear with us. It's cheaper than therapy. Baby, what's in the mailbag? Bow.
Here's the mail, it never fails. Makes me wanna wag my little tail. When it comes, what a well mail.
That's all the time we have, folks. We'll see you next week.
All right. Question number one, honey. Dear Matt and Leah, I love the podcast. Keep them coming. And Leah never stops singing and annoying Matt.
Please stop patronizing.
I love when you guys
her.
Say that. They're not patronizing me.
No, they are. They're telling you that they like a thing that you do so that you continue to do it. That is like by definition patronization.
MD over here. So my fiance and I have been together 8 years and have a 3-year-old daughter together. I'm a 27-year-old nurse who works a 12 to 16 hour shift 3 to 4 days a week. And as you may assume, a bitch is tired. But my fiance's sex drive is way higher than mine, which wasn't always this way before we had our daughter. I was more physically fit and obviously younger and had a lot more energy. My confidence level has plummished.
Would that be plummeted?
Word? Well, they put plummish, but I also really like this word, plummished.
Cool.
Let's roll go with it. Plummished. I know what you mean by it. Over the last few years due to gaining weight after having my daughter. I think my sex drive has a lot to do with my confidence and being unhealthy. We're getting married in November. How can I spice up our sex life and heighten my sex drive? Please help. Love you guys.
That's well, a lot. The only thing I can experience or I can attest to firsthand is having a child completely changes your life in every aspect. All of the things that were priorities before, whether you do it intentionally or not, get shoved to the back. That could include romance, all the important things that we talk about and pontificate about week after week. It's easy to lose any of those when you have a new child in the house. So don't beat yourself up. That's totally normal. Now we need to figure out how to get you out of that situation.
I think feeling sexy is more of a vibe, a feeling, a mindset than so much about your body. And I think you need to stop, you know, beating yourself up over your body. You can, if you are someone that likes to work out or train, get back in the gym a little bit. Even if it's just start out small, even if it's 20 minutes a day, you go for a walk or get to the gym maybe once or twice a week if you're not going at all right now. And just like make little small changes, even if you have to do yoga in your living room or something when the baby goes to sleep or something like that. Just a little bit of a change that will make you feel a little more sexy. And something I'm going to recommend for you is to take a pole class. Maybe go to a gym where they have like the pole fitness, where it just really like they play sexy music and it can be for all levels. You don't have to worry about being a stripper or like strippers don't go. It's more for like, even if they do, who cares? Maybe watch her and learn a little bit. But it's more just about embracing your inner sexuality and just feeling yourself. And don't worry about doing it for him. You go there and you do it for you. And don't worry about what you look like. Wear something that you feel comfortable in and go to this class and just own it. Feel yourself, stare at yourself in the mirror. Just find yourself and find your inner sex demon.
inner sex demon.
That and just like quickly. Find yourself. And then something like that, just kind of channel how that makes you feel. And the next time you're around your husband, set a date, I would say, set up a date for going out to dinner and just really remind yourself of how you were feeling in that class and embrace it that night. And I guarantee, or even that night when you go home from class, maybe you'll be feeling yourself and you want to jump your husband's bones or your fiance's bones. Yeah, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, I would say explore doing things together if you guys can. I know you're exhausted from work. You're a nurse. Obviously, you bust your ass. Thank you for that.
Yes.
But maybe just the two of you or you and the baby, you guys go for a walk. Just do something just to kind of get the blood flowing, get a little movement in. And then to Leah's point, whatever it takes, whether it be a class or something you discover independently or a book you read, there's a litany of literature and everybody's got a secret and a tip and a trick, whatever works for you. And I genuinely think that once you find your mojo, so to speak, again, everything kind of falls into place. Because from a dude's perspective, if I don't think you're into it, or I don't think you're feeling sexy, and I don't feel as though I can make you feel sexy, which, let's be honest, guys can't always do.
You have to feel yourself.
If you're not feeling it, there's nothing else he or anybody else is going to do to change that for you. But if you find your groove, I think it'll all sort of work itself out and come back into play just the way it should be or it used to be. But focus on yourself and talk to him. Have a conversation with him. If you say, hey, babe, I realize, you know, maybe we've been neglecting this part of our relationship, he's going to be a lot more understanding when you discuss it rather than me. I know how my brain works and I know a lot of dudes' brains work. Oh my God, she doesn't want to touch me. She doesn't want anything to do with me. What's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Is she mad? Is she upset? Does she not like me anymore? Is she seeing somebody there? Because your brain just goes crazy. So be honest with him, have communication, have a conversation, sit down and say, hey, babe, I don't feel as sexy as I once did. Maybe again, you guys find something that works for both of you. You guys both take a class or you just minor fitness goals or whatever, if that's going to help, but have the conversation and work through it together. Because I guarantee you, as bad as you want to get back in the groove of things, he wants to just as bad. Get on the same page, talk it out, and thank us later.
Also, I have something I need to add. It reminded me of this because we haven't been doing this in a few weeks. A show that you guys, the show I'm obsessed with on Netflix, it's called Sex Life. I binged it in one day. You have to watch it. It's so sexy. It's steamy. It's kind of like gives me like 50 Shades vibes, but there's a story and it feels like, oh, like girl, maybe you watch that. Maybe watch that and kind of like get into the mood a little bit, feel yourself, because this show is so amazing. And if anyone has watched it, please like tweet me about it because I want to know. We can talk about it because it is so amazing.
I would just like to draw to everybody's attention the fact that Leah watched that while we were not in the same state.
Right.
So she was feeling some kind of way and I was nowhere to be found. So
when you have
thanks, a little, Netflix.
You know, a little. Question number two, honey. Hello, Leah and Matt. So when me and my fiance are about to get it on, she has sexy undies and lingerie on. I was wondering, as a guy, do I need to buy sexy undies or lingerie as well? Or does it not matter what the guy wears? Sorry for the weird question. I don't think it's a weird question. It's not, I think it's weird. Amazing.
It is. And it's valid.
Yeah.
Because there's a weird double standard.
Yes.
And I mean, yeah, there's not really anything like a go-to for guys that are like, okay, your girl will be into this.
Right.
We are wired such that the more, you know, without giving us too much, leave a little of the imagination, but show us what we're dealing with. Wow. Here we go. Start the engines. We're off and running. Is there a guy equivalent?
I don't know. Like, to me, I think you look hot when you're wearing boxers or like boxer briefs. Like I think I prefer you in like boxer briefs,
okay.
You know? And yeah, like to me, you look hot in that, but it's not like, I'm like, oh, can you wear like see-through underwear or something?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if you wear something that looks like a contraption and there's straps and buckles, and I would never even be able to put it on because it looks very difficult to navigate. Right. But when it's on, I'm like, whoo, I can't wait to take it off. It's awesome, right? there's nothing like, I don't have like my sexy boxer briefs where I'm like, ooh, we're going to get after it tonight. Right. I'm going to wear these.
Yeah, which is so annoying. Like, I'm annoyed for us women that we have to deal with that.
I think there's now maybe you can shed some light on this. We kind of had a conversation the other day similar to this. When it comes to guys and girls, I think generally speaking, obviously there's exceptions to every rule. Women don't, at least in my experience or to my knowledge, get turned on by the same basic measures that guys do. Like, if you send me a sexy photo, like, I'm good. I'm good to go.
Right.
To me, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't think most women are just like, ooh, surprise pick. Now I'm in the mood.
Oh, I disagree.
I know you. I know you do, but I'm saying that's not the
ladies.
Norm.
If you're listening, I need you to message us, tweet us, let us know.
Like, because there's as a guy, there is never a bad time to receive an unsolicited sexy photo. It doesn't have to be graphic. I mean, it could just be you in the mirror and, you know, in your underwear, whatever it is. It's like, I could be in the middle of a busy day at work or like focusing on something. I get that. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Not a bad time for that. Maybe like I'm going to put it aside for a few seconds, but it's like, oh, now I know she's thinking.
Right.
Now my brain's kind of going and it totally makes me lose all train of thought about anything that I'm working on at the time. But to me, if you were out and about running errands and doing work things and I'm like, 3:40 in the afternoon, you know what Leah could use right now? A photo of my schlong.
I'm not like,
oh, this is going to really turn her on. I'm like, no, she's probably going to think this is weird. And like, why the hell are you sending me this in the middle of the afternoon?
I think it's hot. I like it personally, but I do think it's a double standard. It's weird when it comes to like lingerie, but I'm also like curious if men do that, like for other men, right? Do men like
question.
Send like sexy, I guarantee they do.
I know there is a thing called thunderwear.
What's that?
We'll have to, anybody listening to this, Google it. Thunderwear. I'll pull it up on my phone.
Is it like vibrating underwear?
No. I'll find it for you here.
Do you own any?
I do not own any.
You know what he does own though? He does own a Speedo that I made you wear when we were in Jamaica. That was hot. What's thunderwear? Well, here's the thing. Guys definitely do, because why would they make banana hammocks? And like, why would women go see men strip and stuff? So I think
this has opened a whole new world for me.
I'm a little concerned here.
I was looking for thunderwear, but these are not what I was looking for.
So
however,
what is it that you
I found
about?
Also, they're just very, very small boxer briefs with very easy access to certain appendages. Yeah, wow. I've just really gone down a rabbit hole. This isn't much fun for anybody listening, and I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We can
it does exist.
We can post this on social media when the episode comes out tomorrow, and we will. Yeah, let's get a discussion going on thunderwear.
So sorry, sorry, we couldn't help you unless your woman is into thunderwear, which may or may not change the game for you. If it does and it works out, you're welcome. If not, don't blame me.
Well, now I need to leave so you can send me some pictures.
She's going to go drive around the block and I'm just going to start bombarding her with photos.
I mean, I really want to know. I want to know if other women out there like receiving photos or if a guy, if you're with a guy, I want to know. Like, I'm very intrigued by that.
BearWithUsPod@gmail.com. Keep filling the mailbag. We actually have quite a few to get to over the next several weeks, but keep them coming. We blow through them fast. We can't do this without you. Wherever you're listening to Bear With Us, make sure you subscribe, throw us a whole bunch of stars, leave us a review. It helps spread the word. Follow us all over the place. Subscribe to YouTube if you haven't already.
If there's something that you guys want us to discuss, a topic you want us to discuss, other than not just including the questions of the week, send us some emails. Like we could use that because we feel like we were kind of like running the gamut. We've run the gamut on like basically
we've solved
every single couple question you can get.
Anybody could possibly ever have. And
no, I'm sure there's so many more. We have so much to touch on.
But as these times continue to get crazier and crazier and she gropes me on YouTube, it helps us out when we know, hey, we can sit down and discuss thunderwear for a full 45 minutes. And
we want to know what you guys want to know. Help us help you. Help us. Help us.
Help us.
Help me, dear baby Jesus. Goodbye forever.
We love you guys so much. Bear with us.
Oh, and for anybody listening, don't send Leah d*** pics.
No, I only want yours.
Stay out those DMs, motherfucker.